Welcome to today's Voices, the Daily Digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Native Guitars Tour keeps up a busy schedule of performances that includes their signature annual appearance on their home turf during the Gathering of Nations powwow in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Cochiti Pueblo musician Jer Anderson is the founder and executive director of Native Guitars Tour. He's also the lead singer for the Jer Project and says one of the biggest hurdles indigenous artists face is gaining recognition and receiving adequate compensation for their work.
I feel that just musicians in general and arts in general, right, that profession is not looked at as a profession in many ways. So I think through like our language and our storytelling and developing programming that puts these artists in that professional setting where people looking at them as professionals, just like you would a doctor or a lawyer or, you know, an engineer. We have musicians that are creating art, creating spaces. And like when you have your wedding, you know, you have a song and that comes from artists. And it's the same thing that we're doing here.
Nearly two decades after the inception of the Native Guitars Tour, Anderson says he maintains passion for his work by focusing on culture and community. In that time, Anderson says the growing stable of artists associated with the venture have become connected on a level much stronger than mere collaborators.
Trying to be in tune with people and where their heart's at is really what I look for. You know, like people that are genuine and their hearts are set on being either a musician or an artist or whatever. And I know that's their path. That's really what I look for. And it's not just myself. It's our team, our group, our family, our NGT family. When we try to bring artists on, we talk with each other and like, what's the best fit for this year for Gathering of Nations? And it just comes together. It's not something that I'm doing on my own. It is a family thing that we're doing and a community that we've built. And it's just, they're my family now and they're part of my life. And, you know, I always talk about my little earthlings, my little kids. But like, these people in this room are also my family and I love them so much. And it just goes out to everybody that comes into the NGT family. And it's a great place. And I have so much gratitude and so much appreciation for where I am and the position that I'm in and everybody around me.
Among musicians performing with the Native Guitars Tour is Sage LaCapa. He is White Mountain Apache and says his songwriting process works best when he keeps it simple and writes about everyday life and emotion.
I really just write about my life and the experiences that I've had before. I don't know, I listen to a lot of people like Bob Marley and Jesse Davis, and sometimes I hear their lyrics and they're just talking about their day-to-day life and stuff that they're doing and experiences that they're having. And so you just gotta put that in song, you know?
Maybe in the next life I can search for you. And that look you gave me under the blanket, I could have it just.
Another musician performing with the Native Guitars Tour is Cameron Osceola. He is a guitarist and singer for the band he formed with his brothers called the Osceola Brothers. He is from the Seminole Tribe of Florida and says the band combines a hard rock sound with messages about important issues they want to address.
Just about politics, about your personal life, things like that, things that everybody goes through on a daily basis that no one really talks about, but everybody feels, whether it's depression, whether it's excitement, even like the state that the world's in now. We like to talk about all kinds of things, mainly with me and my personal style of songwriting and lyrical content. It's more so stories from actual observations. I think it's really important to learn about things and tell people about these things because it goes under a rug that no one's gonna peel up and clean under or look. It's very important to use our voices to actually say something important. You know, if I have the medium and the platform, I'm gonna use it to the best of my ability.
You've been watching me. I'm like a knife in your side.
Osceola says much of his band's songs focus on facing and overcoming adversity as indigenous people. The Native Guitars Tour is about more than just music. The shows weave in fashion, artwork, and even traditional tattooing. The events take on a festival atmosphere with vendors and food booths as well. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.